From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has announced his intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and as well as combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists. Mr. Obama said the security situation remains precarious, requiring periodic strategy reviews.
In all these reviews, we're guided by the facts, what's happening on the ground, to determine what's working and what needs to be changed. And that's why at times I've made adjustments, for example, by slowing the drawdown of our forces and more recently by giving U.S. forces more flexibility to support Afghan forces on the ground and in the air. And I strongly believe that it is in our national security interest, especially after all the blood and treasure we've invested in Afghanistan over the years, that we give our Afghan partners the very best opportunity to succeed.
Mr. Obama had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops from the current 9,800 to 5,500 by year's end. U.S. forces have been in the South Asian country for nearly 15 years following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks planned in Afghanistan under the then Taliban regime. France on Wednesday sentenced two former Rwandan mayors to life in prison for genocide and crimes against humanity following an 8-week trial in Paris. Tito Barahira and Octavian Ingezi were tried for attacks against ethnic Tutsis in the town of Kaburundo in 1994. Ethnic Hutu extremists killed more than 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus in a 3-month rampage. Some 2,000 people seeking refuge in a town church were bludgeoned and hacked to death. Both men consistently denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News.